Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we finished with verses 9 through 13. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 21 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, friend, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we take up today in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll start with verse 14, and hey, don't miss out on any of it. Have pencil and paper ready so you can take notes. We'll be giving you some good thoughts today and over these next week or two that will be a good and great help to you individually as well as to your church. And I hope that you'll take those notes and follow along. Now, having said that, let me also just say this. The Lamp and Light broadcast is designed to take you through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. We use the old King James Bible, sticking to the fundamentals of literal instead of allegorical interpretation of Scripture. Now, we don't try to change the Bible. God got it right the first time. So ours is simply to speak the truth in love. Even though we know the truth oftentimes will hurt, but so does a shot that might heal a dying person. So speaking the truth in love is our program's motto from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. It is my intention to teach the Word of God, as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology. The Lamp and Light broadcast began in April 2000. And my friend, we have not deviated from the teaching of the Word, and we do not plan to start now. So if you want to learn the Word of God, you want to help others to learn the Word of God, encourage them to listen to the Lamp and Light. Write us. Let us know that you appreciate the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you're listening to us on a Christian radio station, which that's all that we are on anyhow, but we're on the FBN network, a tremendous network. We're also there in Haines City with 90.3. Again, great radio station there. And then we're on the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio. We love those people there. And then out, way out in the Pacific there in the Micronesian Islands there near the Yap area. And so we are really out there on all of those, our good Bible stations. And let me encourage you, along with those that are listening to us locally on our radio station, to contact the radio station either by snail mail or just go ahead and email us, contact us, and let us know if the broadcast is a blessing to you, if it helps you, if there's something that you want to share with us as a testimony. We would love to hear it. And I know that these radio stations like to hear that the Lamp and Light is something that you want on and you hope will remain on. And so you just let them know that, and they look forward to hearing from you as well, and thank them for having the radio station in your area. Now, as we go to the Word of God, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and today we begin with verse 14. And I want us to look today at both verses 14 and 15, and this will go on for the next few weeks, as well as verses 16 through 21, but verses 14 and 15 seem to be a core responsibility, a core reason for us. And so I want you to really pay attention to it. In verses 14 and 15, it says, "Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now, These two verses give us an important view of the Word of God, of which each Christian should be aware. And 2 Timothy looks at the local church as it goes out into the world. Remember, 1 Timothy looked at the local church within its walls and how it's to be governed, how the pastors to lead it, and the various things that should be taking place there. But now this looks at the pastor leading the local church into the world to minister there, not to become like the world, but to minister to the world the truth of the Word. We go to the world as the representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God sends out the local church under the leadership of a pastor who must be the husband of one wife. Now, verses 11 through 13 told us that it is always true. By that, it used the term faithful saying. It is a faithful saying. So it is always true to suffer. If you suffer with Jesus, you also reign with him. Those people aren't saved. So as by fire, who stick to the Word of God, love people, love them enough to care for their soul, to share the gospel with them, and even though taking a strong stand, you do it in love, you speak the truth in love, people will hate you for it. But you do it, you suffer with him. Jesus suffered. The apostles all suffered. Men down through the centuries that stood, meant anything, they suffered. And that just continues. And even in the day in which you and I live, do you realize that the last 100 years more Christians were killed for the faith than in the first 100 years? So that's a very interesting highlight there when we're supposed to have a world that is civilized. Now, those three verses, verses 11 through 13, formed one sentence. But now, we want to see what the Holy Spirit wants us to know as a result of those three verses. If we be dead with him, we live with him. If we suffer, we reign with him. If we deny him, he denies us. We believe not, yet he abideth faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Now, all of these are faithful. These are always true statements. And then, verse 14 of our text, which is also always true, but there's something that we need to see as a result of this. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Now, when he says to put them in remembrance, understand this is the Apostle Paul been led of the Holy Spirit to pen these words to this young pastor, Timothy. But it's also a present imperative. It's very important. It's of utmost importance that we give the people God's warnings, God's word, and God's way in all things, and never go back from that. Now, in verses 11 through 13, we considered the contrast of suffering with him and reigning with him, or denying him, and he denying us, saved so as by fire, and not really people with answered prayer. Sometimes it is so easy to read and miss the gravity of what is said. Now notice, he said, charging them. He did not say, charge them. He said, charging them. See, the idea is earnestly and repeatedly charging or exhorting. As a matter of fact, this is emphatic in the Greek language. What it's implying then, that this is a pastor's job. See, a pastor's job is not about teaching something new each time he speaks, each time he gets up before the audience. It's not about something new. Before the Lord makes this something with the repeating of a military-style command, a thing of accountability for which the pastor will give an account. The pastor will give an account as to whether or not he was charging them, earnestly, repeatedly exhorting them these things. That's what he's teaching here. This is what he's putting out to the pastor. Now, pastors, if you're listening, understand James chapter 3, verse 1, we have a greater condemnation. That is, we have a greater judgment. You might say a finer tooth comb at the judgment. So you better take real heed to this if you're a pastor. Now, it is a military-type command. I wonder if those that are listening today, how many of you served in the military? And you know that when the question was asked in boot camp, what are your 10 general orders? How important was that? Is it something that they only asked you one time or they only covered once? Is it something that if you messed up, that a drill sergeant would say, oh, well, you'll do better next time? Or, well, good buddy, we all make mistakes. We'll just overlook it for now. Bless your heart, you tried. I don't think that that's exactly what the DI would say, do you? And some of you that have been in the military cannot use the words your DI would have used in something like that. Now, that is the impact, however, of the Holy Spirit commanding the pastor to put them in remembrance of these things before God. We do it as we are gathered together in God's house. Now, I've had people get upset and say, you've already told us where you stand on music, so you don't need to say it again. Well, that's interesting. What if I said, okay, 13 years ago I preached on the cross, so I don't really need to say it again. Well, I preached on that. Remember, 3 years ago I preached on some other subject here and that you're asking about now. You say you never, well, I did 3 years ago. No, we're to put them in remembrance. And so, you know, don't use a foolish argument with which you cannot be consistent. You don't want the preacher to talk about using the wrong Bible, having the wrong standards, having the wrong music, having the wrong doctrine. Then don't say, well, we already know where you stand on that, because you've got to be consistent and go across the board and say, I know how you stand on everything. And so don't preach on anything anymore. And, of course, that would go against God. It'd go against the Bible. But it might make you feel good about yourself for until you got to the judgment seat if you're saved. Now, since they're being put in remembrance of these things, he is to be charging them to not be striving, that is, continual striving, about words. Now, the local church is God's army in the world. We're not to be striving about words. You see, a battle is raging today between truth and error, between light and darkness. And that battle rages throughout the world, not just in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods, and our lack of response or indifference matters to God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.